This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. How quickly criminal cases work their way through the system has a big impact on defendants' lives, and it's been a little over a year since the state Supreme Court first set deadlines to speed things up and clear thousands of backlogged cases in Bernalillo County, the state's busiest judicial district. The criminal justice system is still adjusting. Before the rules went into effect, people who'd been arrested could spend months waiting in the crowded Bernalillo County Jail for their day in court. And there used to be another more subtle problem in play, too. Uncertainty. Hearings were constantly being rescheduled as cases dragged on and on. Jeff Ryan, a supervisor in the public defender's office, says it's gotten a lot better.
Even if you know you got to go to court on a particular day and something important is going to happen, you know the date. As opposed to just wondering, is this ever going to end? You've got something to shoot for, and it makes the rest of the decisions you have to make in your life a little bit easier.
Ryan says defendants' school, work, and family lives are thrown into upheaval, and it's on the court system to make sure there's a good reason.
I like the idea of having shorter deadlines in order to make sure that people don't get lost in the system. And if somebody's life gets disrupted, let's find out if it's appropriate or not.
The rules are called the Case Management Order, and it establishes timelines for cases to be completed. It also forces prosecutors to present evidence quickly.
The Case Management Order is pretty good about not being kind of blind to who's causing the drag and just saying that these are the dates when things have to happen, so everybody go do your job.
Now, one of the main arguments made by District Attorney Carrie Brandenburg against the order was that dangerous people could escape justice and end up back on the street. In response, the Supreme Court loosened the timeline a bit last month and also said that if the prosecution can show a defendant is dangerous, cases don't have to be dismissed because of blown deadlines. Brandenburg says that's still not enough.
We don't know who's going to be dangerous or not. And we have cases all the time where someone doesn't have a record of any violent criminal activity, but then they commit a homicide.
She says given the limited resources available for processing evidence, it's still difficult to meet the deadline demands, even with the court's changes.
Unfortunately, it takes something really bad happening to illustrate to the community what's at stake here. Hopefully, we will be able to make future amendments without having anything like that occur.
Brandenburg says relaxing deadlines around evidence and other materials used to charge somebody is the biggest remaining issue, and that she'll continue to push for reforming the Case Management Order, or CMO. But she also just announced that after 15 years as district attorney, she won't run for the office again. Her term is up at the end of the year.
I hope that the court will continue to look at the CMO and the problems that we're having with it, and we'll keep an open mind.
When the order went into effect in 2015, there were about 3,000 active criminal cases pending. A year later, that number dropped to just 600, according to the Administrative Office of the Courts.
I don't think that any of the changes made really create a concern that we'll go back to the old days where cases get to be 2 or 3 years old.
Artie Pepin is the director of that office.
The Case Management Order still has very clear, defined timelines within which things will happen.
It's a different court than it was a year ago, Pepin says, because the system is more efficient.
It still remains a very significant and critical step that protects the rights of people to a speedy trial, but accommodates the realities that the police officers and the prosecutors face in getting evidence to the court and to the defense attorneys.
Even with the modifications, Pepin says, the new rules are doing what they were meant to do. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.